about now. So I'm going to come over here and get our good friend. He's been doing so much great work at for our worksheet going over here for Hal Anthony. Sorry, I stuttered here. Pulling up this link. Here we go. Okay. Well, we'll call you right now, and I'll bring you in there. This is Ben. This is I've been here 2017. Sound Minds. He's single-handedly. Ben is responsible for more shares of Real Liberty Media's work going out than any combined number of people. And we really appreciate all that you do, Ben. And welcome to the very first and the premiere of my new series. It's called Radio Writing. And it's going to be some artunication as I build a 13.5-part tale of the Bundy Ranch standoff and the trial. So I was there in 2014. I went to Vegas for the trial. It was number 303 on the witness list for the Bundys. And so I'm going to be walking through this, and we're going to be going back and forth. There's a lot of topics that will be covered. Some more than 3 months it'll take doing this weekly. And so the many, many hours there, which through the revision, I will reduce that down and eventually come to a point where it is all told in its entirety. And we're gonna go back as far as 300 years and into the future. That last half broadcast, well, the future is left open, and so see where that goes. Hey Ben, thanks for coming in and sitting in, brother. We're going to have to rethink this, because I've said of myself that I'm nothing more than a peanut in a row of Snickers in a grocery store compared to the many great people that have given so much, and not only their time and their lives. People are still, their lives are taken from them. We're in a great struggle. I have a lot of information, like I said, to cover, and so it's like piles that I'm going to get and bring it over and making other piles, and then I'll try to put the piles in line and then sort through it all. I want to start with an apology and give an account for some error in judgment of my own. So in hurt hearts and being humbled. This is also going to be a section in one of the parts in this 13.5, and it's called the Poot Wars. And I'll explain more about that as we go along. But there is the what we'll call the two factions of the Poots and the Patties. Now, Poots, Bran Thornton and Captain Carl and I, well, they helped refine it. So what the acronym is Poot and hashtagging it is, I said people and they said Patriots, which half a dozen one another. We're all seriously, you know, concerned for the world that we live in and our future, and what best ways to approach and defend that. So it is people or patriots opposing oppressive, tyrants. So, and then the Patties, I came up. I had to have a name for them. But let me see the Poots again. Okay, people or patriots opposing. I really brain farted on that. We're going to go to Patties. So, Patties are not good, right? You don't want to step in them. We'll come back to all that. Let me be back to the serious side. I'm throwing myself off there. But to Angie Bundy. So, in these Poot Wars, I'm telling myself and know how to do it. It was engagement. It was to encourage conversation. And some of the words that people hear, and especially when you're trying to, you know, be kind of sneaky about it in so many ways, they're trying to call MD Louder out. Told her that I said on the Facebook post that she had garnered some respect from me, and in fact that she had. She was She was standing alone with so many of the Bundy supporters throughout the court. There's a long story on her, and I only have parts of it. But I was interested to know what it was. I said that, and this I do stand by, absolutely 100%. And I've said, guard your words, and there's no such thing as a bad question. A lot of people that ended up in spending 2 years in prison over all this, and in the end to be acquitted, not everybody. They still have people locked away that should rightfully be free. But FBI informants, in 2014, it was so obvious. I mean, they come around in these little groups and trying to, with these little questions and trying to get you to come along this and that. They went and they tested to find out those people that they would maybe most aptly or to use them in their own plans to move in the direction that they would want. And I'm going to tell you, there's always the infiltrators in any kind of movement. So that is something that should be expected. So, Angie, I know that pulled. I see that heart looking at you. I remember one time you looking at me, and it's like you're like, you know, are you gonna be a bad guy, or you know, are you for real? And I've been honest throughout all my dealings, and I have my integrity. Now, did I go too far? I try to wonder, did I? I would say that if I went too far, I couldn't go far enough in trying to explain myself and to tell you that I am in no way aligning myself with that party. I did interview Terry Lynell, an FBI informant, with Brand and me. Chuck O'Chelly, it's about conversation and connecting voices. We need to understand. So I think it's very important that we understand what motivates somebody that would betray a great trust and a friendship. What would make a person go that way? I'm very interested in knowing. So, Angie, I'm very, I am really very sorry to, I know it caused you great pains. I understand that I am a truth for truth and justice, and I am in no way a betrayer. And that lends for some further conversation later on. And I'll just briefly mention Corey LeCue. And he's put some videos up, and some of it he's done some good job explaining some things on these informants. Now, I do want to say that Corey is since alienating himself from the Bundys because he didn't think Emin should have said anything about it's okay for folks to come here that need asylum. I'm going to tell you about Emin Bundy. I stand with Emin then and now. Emin is the same man. It's a matter of how people had perceived him, and they wanted, you know, that golden boy and poster child for the Patriot movement. But the fact is that there are a great many interests to life here in America, and we all always don't see the same side. So in those Poot Wars, I'm going to be talking about this last year of my engagement with those folks that a lot of people call trolls from that Oregonian, the Oregon Live site in the chat over there, and Twitter, at the Fogbow. A lot to talk about, and I went a long ways. I left here. I'm home now in Arkansas. I left about 2 years ago, pretty close to exactly 2 years ago, and been back a half a year now. Anyways, a year and a half out on the road, and with my travels and intention to be in Vegas for the for Cliven and Emin and Ryan. Ryan Payne, and then of course, but they split everybody up. We're going to talk about how the justice system works. Let me take a pause and talk to Ben here. Ben, you do quite a bit of work. I was saying as I was bringing you on, you're responsible for a great deal as far as putting the information out and moving it around and putting it in the hands of other people. And that is an amazing skill to network like that. And I just can't give you enough respect. Yeah, and that's sad that repeatedly, all throughout history, I just can't believe people still fall for it, that left-right paradigm that keeps us at each other's throats instead of seeing our common cause. And April the 11th of 2014, in Las Vegas, Nevada, I had heard what was going on up there in Bunkerville. Now, when I was younger, I went to school in Moapa Valley over in Overton, and we played football against Mesquite, and that's over here by Bunkerville, and just a little further downriver from that is the home and ranch and farm of Clavin Bundy and his family. I worked in Mesquite. I worked in Glendale. I lived in Moapa. I've been all over that country on horseback, three-wheeler, afoot, hiking, fishing, up and down the river. Found hieroglyphics way up the Mano Valley Wash. Matter of fact, is some of the Spanish conquistadors. They, you know, depicted with their helmets on the wall, and stuff down along the Medi River, which actually was supposed to be the Virgin River, and the Virgin River over runs through Bunkerville and Mesquite. It was supposed to be the Medi River, but they switched them up. Curious enough, I spent 40 days. Well, I split up 28 days and 11 days over in Riverside and set up tent. After Cliven walked out of the jailhouse after 700 days of being locked up, and quite a bit of crimes of the state. This will be all added to, and as I build this over the weeks, in the months ahead, and edit, revise. And I want to start off now again with some gratitude. You're going to hear me say oftentimes how much how well I think of somebody. I say I love this person and this and that. Great respect, and I've met so many people that have done so much. And that's when I said earlier that I compare myself to them. I'm just a little peanut. So let me get to my notes where I'm looking for. Yes, and then in the end, the actual final product, the art that I'm putting together here, and I've got some good help here, and we're going to work through this and learn as we go. So I'm not telling you now that this is a writing. This is the project of the writing. This is accumulating and putting out your structure. I have a lot of that will be adding to and revealing as I go along. And so they'll build this. And in the end up with a final revision, which is a lot of symbology in it, that 13 and a half pages and as big as a pocket constitution. And for the history of what's going on in the last 300 years, to start to finish, 13 and a half pages, and I think it is that simple. Now, a lot of people aren't going to understand that, because what they know, or think they know, is all this that they've gotten from the mainstream media. I had such a great opportunity in learning. I mean, okay, my detractors say I have no training as a reporter. Nope. I just went and did it. You know, I've been doing radio since 2013 at UCY and here at Real Liberty Media for several years as well. On and off, I go do this, I go do that. I'm not here just to blab my mouth. But now I face a serious responsibility. And I owe that in a great fact, a great amount of to my detractors, those especially Sky Reeve I met in the Olive Live, they call it, Olive. And he says, what are you trying to say? You know, try saying that again. Snarky a little bit, but still enough semi-respect in a way that I was able to counter and say, okay, well, you know, actually he's right. I endeavor to write now, not because I want to or ever have wanted to. And if you're listening to me speak right now, you might just imagine what my writing would be like. But I have actually gotten a little bit better. And over a year ago, I set out to improve my communication skills in that writing. And a lot of people, you can hear plenty of yak and yahoos, right? And most people are out to just pass on their opinion. And from lessons from behind the woodshed, Hal Anthony, we want to move beyond opinion and go to the facts. Now, I'm going to tell you that the mainstream media is definitely biased, and they have an agenda. And it's usually to benefit other than the public. So we'll stop right there with that, and that'll be some more topic to take up. So Brian Hyde, he did the, I met him there in Vegas at the federal courthouse and got to know him and became friends. And one of the men that I, men and women, let me clear that I have an incredible amount of respect for and love, that there is some bonding and camaraderie and like a family that so many of the people were there. And a lot of those people are attacked and picked on and trolled. And it's great fun, right, for some folks. Over on the Twitter, there's the group there. And then they have the other places that they visit, like the Fogbow Forum and Olive Live. I haven't been over to Olive in a while. And I signed into the Fogbow, and I never signed back in. I said, don't hack me, bro. And they said they wouldn't. But I come over, visit anonymously. But I am going to come back in as my actual self, because I don't hide. And I am, in fact, made myself a public image, in effect, being non-anonymous, so that other people that wish to remain anonymous in their actions can do so. And that's another further story with Corey LeCue. I interviewed him with over at well, Brandon and I went over and we were carrying him around and stuff. And so over at Greg Whalen's, and Greg, what a great American man that is, a patriot, all these titles you want to call. When it comes down to flesh and bone, a great man is too. There's going to be a long list of people that I want to tell you about, and that'll be developing as we go. So now this is kind of, we're just navigating through here, and we'll map it out as I go, and hopefully the final product and even between will be something that has merit. You know, what you do has to have value, and some people have set different values and things in life. So Corey was talking. I'll include in the link where the sites are, but talking about the militia. This one particular video is Facebook Heroes, and he's talking in there about Jason Blomgren, Anthony Bosworth, and Pete Santilli at the Malheur Refuge. Now, I picked up on this post, like I said, these people over on Twitter that I choose to engage with, and they've bloodied me up a little bit in these poop wars. And you know, when they call me out and say, hey, you know, this is needs factual statement, you know, this and that, and challenging me, it's made me better in the means that I can consider myself to not be biased. I mean, as far as information, I have all the information that I have, and I can still say, out of all that I've been set against the Bundys, and I've probably seen about everything there is, all the accusations and this and that, I stand with the Bundys, and I stand with those people that stood with them. In 2014, I didn't get to know very many of the militia. Jerry DeLimas, I did. A few other folks, and we'll say or talk about later, and perhaps there will be some that wish to remain anonymous. Now, Corey asked me to take down that interview that we did, and it was on a Facebook Live. So I reviewed it. I talked to him in Messenger, and I told him I didn't think there was nothing on there that he'd be ashamed of, and I didn't have anything in support of the Bundys, because that's why he wanted to take him down, because he's no longer a Bundy supporter. But I did privatize it, where it's only he and I that can see it. And I told him I wish he'd reconsider and take a look at it and review it. Then if he decides he wants to put it back out, then I'll open it. Now, the video I took, it belongs to me. Now, if I was in the mainstream media, I'm going to tell you what I would have told them. I'd have told them, go fly a kite. But because I have set out to be completely open and not transparent. Transparent, what does that mean? Thank you, Hal Anthony, behind the witch head. Learned a lot of great lessons there. Transparent means you see through. So it's a deception. It's a camouflage. I want to be completely open. And that's why I say there's no such thing as a bad question. I told the Bundys, specifically made it a point, because of all their betrayal that they've experienced, that I tell them, and everybody else I encountered, don't trust anybody. And I will say with that right now, I've interviewed and investigated, and not only FBI informants, but the a specific agent, Ryan English in Denver, and we're going to talk more about that in the Bruce Doucette trial up there, what they call sovereign citizens. I've seen so much in how all this works. And what you hear, is true and worse. So, too far in the poop wars, I've stuck my foot in my mouth. Let me see if I can say this as what I've written. And I said, touched on this a little bit a while ago. Well, I could contend that if you go too far, but you can never go far enough. And that is in making amends. And I have another amend and apology to give also. And that, before I begin, at the end, where we're starting out in this Bundy saga, that's a couple of people have referred to that almost in a derogatory means. But I'm going to take it and use it, and it's not meant at all to be at all derogatory. Hey, I hear geese. Did you hear them? Oh, I thought I did. Something in the background. Ben, where are you at with me right now? All right. So you're my producer, and I was talking about Brian Hyde and Mo, his producer, and he was out one day. It makes it a lot easier having somebody here with you, and you and I are we didn't open up our team viewer, so next week we're going to be like doing a little bit more with this. So I've got this video recording now as I'm speaking. I just will actually the screenshot. So with that, I'm going to get back up and come over here. I am at reallibertymedia.com, and the category is Vincent Easley. You can find it at Ponder Gant. There are a lot of ways, author, Vine. But here we are at the Radio Writing Series preview. It is Standing Matters, the Bundy Ranch Standoff and Trial Report by Vincent Easley II. That is me. And I click. Continue reading. I don't know if you can all hear that notification. So here I come. Now, this I've been working on. This is where I've been bringing my piles to make other piles, and I have everywhere. I can't believe how much stuff I have, and photos and different files of saved information, and all in the telling of this, and a lot of the stuff that I have, the works I've been doing, and it'll be fun to go back and look and see if I can't tell it just a little bit better. Now, I've played a lot of pun through here. I'm calling this a judge, a jury, and half a chance. I was going with half-ass chance, and I do come back to that with some amendment that thanks to, I've got some notes over here, so I make sure I go in the right order. Here we go. This one is the last one, which is first. Thanks to the good folks over at the crew in Real Liberty Media Radio, at reallibertymedia.com right here, especially Circles and Kate and Chloe for the help and encouragement along the way of not being able to write more right to write well. And a little joke. And Grimner, man, you are so great. We spent the 2 hours, just almost full 2 hours before coming to air, getting everything set up and being a tech tard that I am. I know you'll be back to help me with this. But I am, this is all going to screenshot. So it's more than audio, and as it gets a little better, we'll fine-tune it. And Ben has been doing such a great job mirroring Hal Anthony's broadcast that airs here at noon o'clock on the left coast. It's 3 p.m. on the eastern time zone. And let's take a moment and come in here. And we was talking earlier, so I think I've been listening about 7 years to Hal, and you said about 3 for yourself. How did you find Hal Anthony? What brought you along? Because I think he's one of the most important men that, and the most under-listened to person there is in the world. A lot of heartbreak, a lot of suffering could have been averted. Hal has been advised or sent word to the folks back to the Sugar Pine Mine and Mile Your Refuge, and me in 2014 at the Bundy Ranch. I had intended on going to Mile Your, but logistics and other reasons I did not go, or had probably been had. I think I still would have had sense to not put myself in the position that so many people did. And that's why I go again back to saying, guard your words. Ben, where did you find Hal? Yeah, amazing work that Jules has done. She nearly single-handedly has compiled the greatest array of voices that can be found anywhere. It is by far superior to anything else in the world. And Jules is an amazing person. And for her health, she ended in the hospital, and she came very close to death. So glad that we still have Jules. She's such a treasure, and I can never thank her enough for all she has done and given to me. That's where I started doing radio, was at UCY.TV and 2013. Let me pause here. I left off again, and I do this a lot, so I can circle back around. But that other apology, John Lamb. And I'm going to include Kelly Stewart and Joshua Martinez. That business about the MD Lauder, Melissa Lauder, that. Informant, FBI informant up in Malheur, and turned to Tom Lockevar Stewart in another section. These are people that the Bundyville podcast, from the Oregon Public Broadcasting and Long Reads, Leah Satilli and Ryan J. Haas, they did this, and it's really a hit piece. And that's what Kelly says. She called it, and I quoted her, and I have a series of my own Bundyville podcast that are telling where all that Leah and Ryan went wrong, took a wrong turn. It was fear and loathing that left Las Vegas and it headed to one horse town of Bundyville. That's back in the series. Now, I came to the followers. She called those folks followers. And I hit that point right there, and it was a big wall, because this is very serious. These are people's lives that are so belittled and have no value. I mean, to the point of locking people away from the world forever and ever the rest of their life. And I have a long list of those people to be talking about as well. But for the grace of God and a lot that I do credit in having learned from Hal Anthony, that might have been me. One of those last holes, that's the final four. I listened to them as David Fry broadcast, and what despair, man. What state of mind were they in? And I want to talk more about these guys also as well. Sean and Sandy and Jeff Banta. There's more than what people are trying to beat these people up about. Did they make mistakes? I think we all make mistakes through life. And thanks, Al, for being that proper tutelage. And if we could get more people to understand and hear your words, and that road to peace. Law is peace. It brings settlement. And that's what we want. We want the lawless that's within the government that is committing the crimes against people to stop. And unfortunately, so many different perspectives in this world that not everybody sees it the same. So by the time I get done, I'm going to show the lies and the deceit and the criminality of this whole procession against not only the Bundys, because it's not about the Bundys and it's not about the cows. And Cliven said those words himself. And it's not. And other people have said it. And it's not. It is not about the cows. It's not about the Bundys. And it's sure not about saving the tortoise. And boy, I've got some good information for Huron Suckling. He challenged me for presenting a scientific study about the cattle and tortoise on the lamb. And I have some good, clever quips for him. Looks like our friend here, Sound, is now among us, known as a guest. He bounced you up. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get you signed in as a permanent accountant. Your name will be safe for forever. Hey, let's do a little fun. We're over here in chat. Let me just come over and say hi to those right here in the window I'm looking at. And I see Grimner. Again, Grimner, you're great. Thanks so much. There's Chloe. Hello, Chloe. And other folks here, quiet. There's a long list of 38 other listeners over there. I wonder if anybody has come along that I don't recognize, because I really didn't do a lot of promotion for the broadcast. Whoops, stop. Move. I'm going to go to the bottom. We got a guest down. That'd be you. Hey, that's Capitani Vinny. That's a takeoff on my super secret identity that I have to use on Twitter to go see posts from people like J.J. McNabb and Huron Suckling and the Bendy, when they call themselves sketch artists. three-year-old. All right. So this is going to be getting some doctoring, and we'll put these files up out into the Ethernet. All right, I'm going to move this note. And I want to go here. This is the most special mention. Of great, great respect and gratitude. Sherry Duvalli and Doug Knowles. Sherry Duvalli, Read Out News. She has given me much to aspire to. An incredible writer, reporter. Her abilities, she learned herself. And she told me, you can learn yourself. And yes, I always strive to move forward. Doug gave me a good lesson. I think it might have been my first or second day out there at the federal courthouse and coming up to report. And I've always been respectful of people's privacy and make sure that I'm not poking in and intruding. But even in public, sometimes walking around with a camera and just poking it at people is not okay. And we're going to talk more too about the rules of journalism. Now I'm going to tell you what I learned. Most importantly, that the rules of journalism is how the public and others interact and treat these journalists as mainstream media, and not, in fact, as one might suppose, how they treat the public and their listeners. I'm going to go over here. So I guess I'm still recording that screen. It's just sitting there, but we have the image anyways. I'm going to go to Twitter. It's like I'm, do I got to log in? What? Oh, yeah, I think so. So let me log in here and reload it. I was at RTR Truth Media, Tom Lacovar, a student friend of mine, over these years since we met in 2014. He spent a year in prison in Oregon for his having possessed what they legally define as firearm. He has a felon in possession. And now I'm signed in, and I'll pop over here. So Twitter, I am Vinny underscore RLM underscore radio. I'm also Ponder Gander, and my super secret identity, shh, don't tell nobody, I am a Capitani Zani, a Scaramouche. And I ask, do you, Fantango? But here I am, the real me. Not the one I have to hide to see what people are talking about because they didn't like what I had to say. Here we are. I have a sneak peek, chapter 4. Kieron Suckling in our little fun that we had together, and he ended up blocking me. Our exchange at one point, he so embarrassed himself that one of his followers called him out on it, and I was so used to being the one getting the criticism. I said, "Yeah, well, yeah, you are right." and how I was talking to him, and maybe that had a little bit to do with JJ McNabb blocked me, because a little sassy and maybe went too far in her opinion. But well, I'm going to tell you what, how much stuff I've taken and endured from folks, and you know what, I smile every time. And if I'm wrong, or if I don't know for sure how right I am, and I might need to know some more, I'm glad for the information for comparison. So chapter 4 is going to be about the NGOs, the non-governmental agencies, and how they affect so much of policy that is acted upon as law. So from the Real Liberty Media R-Log, I Ponder Gander, the preview, and I've hashtagged all these, the preview is a capital PR, small e, capital V for view, and it's a little play and pun. PR, of course, public relations, and the preview. So I did a screenshot where I lined out these little false front production. Looks kind of neat. And this looks like a guy with cheerleaders. That's my suckling pig right there at top. A false front production, the Center for Biological Diversity, Kieron Suckling. The stalking horse hustle and the tortoise two-step. Shauna Cox, I heard that from her first. Tortoise two-step, perfect. But I'm going to tell you, that's exactly what it is. It's all lies. No moo in 92 and cattle free in 93. That was the decree. So staging counter-protest and suing federal agencies, removing people and property of vested rights. It's the Bundy Ranch candle battle. The realities of extreme environmentalism. It says from the RTR Republic Broadcasting, Tom Lacovar Stewart and Lori Anderson standing in the gap and continuing as witness. That's a reporting. They say there, if you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. And a little bit more of the links and stuff down there. And it looks like a crown and this. You know, these people that think that they have right to reign and rule and set policy. Now, let me go ahead and just talk just a little about that tortoise, this tall tale of the tortoise and hair, hoof and hide the truth. It's actually a shoot to kill and cover up operation. And Dirty Dan Love and his backdoor dealings with has volumes to tell. And we're going to talk about him too. And the prosecutor, don't ask, don't tell Stephen Myrie. True, I'm not making this stuff up. This is, Oh, who was Nadia? Naughty Nadia Ahmed. She was at the prosecution with my and some others in there. And I have more to talk about them. But I did see that there's no justice. It's just us, and that's them, not you and me. You have a drink of water. Pardon. Now I'm coming down here 48 minutes in so far, it looks like, to the beginning where I intend to start, and that is actually at the end, or is it? So chapter 1 is the trial, and that's where I start, and that's where the revision will bring us down, and after all these long words, we'll be saying the trial, chapter 1. A judge, a jury, and a half as chance hope for truth and justice. Not guilty. Yes, Clive and Bundy, after 700 days in jail between up in Oregon and being brought down here, and all the diesel therapy they received, that's America today. Clive and Bundy says no surrender, no retreat, no surrender. Overcoming tyranny in America. And Greg Whalen, I better move this mic back. Freedom! And that rang. That rang across the steps and into the doors of the federal courthouse in Las Vegas. The people came and demanded for the truth to be told. The media was complacent in lies. So we had to bring our own press. People that have no training, and others that taught themselves, and others that have great study, a truth and honesty and integrity was brought, in a great way that you never really seen at this capacity before, and people by the tens to hundreds of thousands, no telling how many people have been able to find out what's going on by people like, well, it'll be a long list. I'll include that's part of it, putting it together. So this is a 13.5 part broadcast, and it begins today. So another 13 weeks after today, we'll be concluding it. And I really got to say, though, there might have to be some extra parts along the way, because there's going to be a lot of information that needs to be put together so I can go in there and throw it all out to have just the right parts. Where? Did I write these? Okay. I have that to talk about. And that's where I was going as well. I want to talk about, well, the Pro Writing Aid is a great tool, and that's helped quite a bit. And also, it confounds me, too. Not being a trained writer, I find it very difficult, painful, in fact. Let's go find writing momentum. I have such great things to say about this husband and wife. Oh, you know what? I put two T's in writing. That's your irony. Christopher and Zena. Let's go to your page. Lots of great resources. Whether you're like me, forced to be an aspiring writer, or even for those that are accomplished writers. What a great resource here. Christopher and Gina Maselli at Writing Momentum. And that's how you can find them on Twitter, and also .com for their website. They've got broadcast and all kinds of great information. I'm going to go ahead and, because this isn't applicable to me, but probably still a whole lot of information one could learn in there. even if you didn't want to write a book. But 10 ways to get your book noticed. What I'm doing, I'm not doing for anything except for the obligation, meeting the obligation that Cliven Bundy called for of the media, to stand and be witness. That's what I am, number 303. Lots of good stuff over here. There was one that I took place in, and first time I ever did anything, like I wrote a chapter in like a series that telling a little story, and I started it. And like I said, this is where I found Pro Writing Aid, and it's a free tool, and it is about really incredible. I'll have to. We got set up today, and I have all my tabs open in Chrome, and this screen thing here wouldn't work, so we had to do it all in Firefox. So that's where it is, and I'm over here in Chrome right now, and so you're seeing what's over there. And next week there'll be more stuff here, and Ben's gonna be Ben. This guy here knows what he's doing. So we're going to be learning this together, and I'm just going to be like looking like I'm really a genius in the final edit, thanks to his help. I'm scrolling over here and talking, so I'm not even able to read, but I do invite you over there. Matter of fact, let me do this. And I meant to do this, but so much time to double it. It's to bring over the tabs over here so that we could see them in the screenshot. So I'll do that. I should be seeing it, right? Let me pop that thing open. See what it looks like. Yeah, there it is. It's showing it. So this is kind of cool. It'll get better in learning this along the way. So minimize that. There we go. So you guys are seeing what I'm seeing now. Oh, I gotta log in. Well, I won't. It's because I'm Firefox. Oh, why don't I? Let's do it. That's my secret self. I think y'all can see it. Password? Oh, I didn't put my password. Can you see if I type? Let me see. Yeah, get here. All right. It's a long one. Save it. Hey, it's a Capitani Zan. Hello, Chris Regina. Let's go look at this guy so I can tell you what it is he thinks. One of the many Vinnies, and again, my secret identity. In the way. Here he is. Free hugs, everybody. Scaramouche. Another one of the Vinnies is the paraphrase plagiarist. So some compilations that sometimes are not noted, but usually. And I was taking all this together. I looked at all these words and, you know, just discovered who he was. And I was inspired by Don Quixote. He's that's just it. Very clever, Cervantes' mount. So if you know who Capitani Zani and Scaramouche is, they were the same person in two different identities. One, the clown, Scaramouche, and Capitani Zani, the captain of the guard. And he had been wronged by the nobleman, and he set about this great plan of revenge that took about all of his life. I invite you to discover more of who the Notni is. So it says, it is true I come to discover secrets, but more to trust than to suspect. Fitly, nothing but words gratify me. And he's from Scaramouche. Two different words. Very interesting if you take the time and looky see. I take a ponder gander, that is. Look, when you guys can see this in the video, you'll see the clown with the free hugs. Some advice I got. So I'm talking like you can see a lot of times. And so Tom told me when I was in riding around with Cliven Bundy here this last year, he and I, and they had a photographer, Tay Wiles from High Country News, had sent him out, and a pretty neat guy. Had spent 5 years in was it Tibet or the steeps over there, Mongolia. That's where it was. Andrew, what's your last name? Sorry, it'll come back to me. But anyways, we rode around, spent the day, and it was very interesting. And I have a lot of video and stuff I shot there that is so long and needs to be looked through to see what's good to go. So again, more and more of the story of the Bundyville, the Bundy, the Bunkerville, all these words they call it. And usually then the people try to make and turn it against truth. Here is Sky Reeve. That's a takeoff on the word the Shire Reeve, where we get the word sheriff. This guy right here, now Captain Carl and Trip to Cardiff that stepped up to help with Ryan Bundy's campaign for governor. Now this, I think that some of these guys are deep state. Now, like I said, I've spent the past year in relationship with these few of these guys. There's Ryan Haas. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people that have opposing ideas that they're not, you know, paid trolls. Everybody thinks everybody's getting a check from George Soros or whoever that guy is on the rat that they claim. Anyways, I'm going to sit down here just a second and think just a bit. So Captain Carl, these guys, there's a group of them, and they are hard and heavy. They look to pick apart anything they can against those of us they call poops. Now, I battled pretty hard and heavy with them for a while, and I set the rules as, you know, well, first of all, I can't control what anybody says, but I can tell them that when you're using logical fallacies, then that you don't have any, there's no validity. You know, you can't say you're stupid because your shoes are red, you know, or they drag any other herring, a red herring, ad hominem, just one after another. And it's, I figured it out, and this is just about a week ago. What is this? Because, you know, like Carl, Captain Carl saying, you know, pay trolls, other people will say that. But it's like a tabloid. And then I had to stop and ask myself, is that what intrigues me, is a tabloid news? But I do use it as a resource to keep up, because they keep track of everybody. So the easiest way to know what's going on is following these guys, and they've been a pretty good resource for me. You know that. I hope I did not neglect. I did, didn't I? I did not, and I set that down. I only mentioned names, and I need to go back and tell John Lamb. I played some play on words, and you know what? I was like, the Christian thing to do is, you know, if you got a problem with especially with a friend or a brother, you go talk to him. Now, I was down in Texas, and the plans were I was going to meet up with John, and we were going to Waco, over to the they called them Branch Davidians, were burned down, and he went to interview some of the survivors. So I was going to meet him, but they went passed by me, and I kind of honestly had my feelings hurt a little bit, and so I thought I'd bloviate a bit myself, and then That's not the right thing to do. And I thought, you know, what if something happened to me or him, and I never went to make that right. And I've still not spoken to him. And being said, that is, I can't just say it on the radio and make it right. So I will be calling John and talking to him and tell him, explaining. You know what? I already know what he's going to say, because John is a good guy. But, you know what happened? Right after that, you know, this And he gets in a wreck and almost dies. It's miraculous that he lived through it. And what a hard lesson for me that I thought, wow, you know, I might not have had the chance. And here I am all these many months later and still haven't. It's not good. So I do like to be able to make wrongs right when I can. I have a list right here of some special people that I call angels. Randy, Red Bear, Brand, Jamie and Elaine, Ron Miller, Michelle, the real short one right there. Wonderful, great people that and rescuers and mentors and Ron. Amazing. And thank you, Michelle. And I asked to continue this strive and drive towards what's right. And it is not a matter of opinion. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Brian Hyde was talking about that I listened to the broadcast earlier the other day too, so I was re-listening. But he's talking about the unraveling of right and wrong in our world. I mean, that's where he's talking about his producer, Mo, and he's back, and people called and asked how he was doing. And in this unraveling of a right and wrong, this world that we live in, there are absolutes. And he said that one should cherish the truth, even or especially when it is inconvenient. And that's what we saw from the Bundys and those that stood with them. I say Bundys, it's et al. And that's even legally described. Whatever it takes, this wit, keep your wits, where that was tried to even be turned against them. You know who does whatever it takes? Was the government thugs. They did whatever it takes. They had kill lists. They had no regard for the even the legal inside the law. None whatsoever. Evil, and that's what we're all collectively have against us. And don't think that if you're a Republican that the Democrats and vice versa are the bad guys. And that's we're all in the same boat. So I think I've gone through these here. I've got pages and pages that I'm out of sorts with there without having them put back together. I'm kind of reading here. And it's talking about is ignorance is no excuse. I'm going to set these out of the way. I'm going to pick this up as a reminder to check out the Bundy Ranch standoff playlist, Real Liberty Media, all together one word on the YouTube channel. We run out past the hours. Consider going for an hour at a time. And I know that for content, it'll probably be needing a lot more than that. Let me take a quick run through over, because this I did not at all get to all the stuff I wanted to, but nonetheless, this is just the setting up, the preparing of this, the building of the broadcast. So I'm just going to go through all my tabs. And I haven't been over here to chat, so howdy. Yes, Frumpy Donkey OT. You spelled it OTI, but it's OTAY. Donkey Ote. Very clever. Don Quixote, in other words. Here's something I've been holding on to, this little tab. And I'm the Ponder Gander, and you'll see me here. And Real Liberty Media is a Ponder Gander, and Twitter, and over on one of my other Facebook accounts, kind of the slave me that, does the automatic stuff. The like videos from YouTube, la-di-da. They go to the Ponder Gander Twitter account, and Vince Easley, Pondergander Facebook account. So this is from Go-Go Sticks. I might be doing some free ads, and of course, unendorsed, but when I do use other people's work, I do want to source that. So this is Go-Go Stick, got goose poop, here's the scoop. picking up goose poop. Now, if you think that sounds crazy, you just wait and hear what else I'm going to tell you about. And I want to run through a little bit of preview. And to do that, I'm going to go to RLO, that's realliberty.org. And I'm going to go past an hour by a long shot. And I have this great guest and producer with me, and I ain't even harder than I'm saying that. You know what? Let me copy this and go back to Firefox so y'all can see it. And I remember to do that. In a new tab. So Sky Reeve, we have a lot of engagement, and like I said, I've benefited a lot by some of these guys, the Stupid Hurts, and some other folks. Let's see, where are we at? Here I am. I probably have to sign in. No, unlike Freedom's Network, you don't even have to be a member to come over and view these the post here, which I really like, because a lot of people ain't interested in signing up all over the place, right? Here's that, how you like that? That's Kieron Suckling's crown. He's king of the kooks. But I want to go down here to tell you about the tortoise. I found some pictures from 2014 that had been tucked away, and here's one that just came to light. It's Pete Santilli and Jason Patrick. That is in the middle of Interstate 15, and that is the Toco Wash right there that you're seeing. That's where what they called the Battle of Bunkerville, or Bundy Ranch standoff, took place. And when all them cops back there, when it was all said and done, they left, I myself counted 180 cars leaving. So there was at least 180 agents there. And you got to figure there was probably a lot of them had two folks in there, maybe three, maybe four. I've heard numbers that there, I think it was Bobby Powell might have been said it, a couple of thousand. It was Bobby. And afterwards, even after they stood down, they still amassed in an incredible army there. I'm talking army, army. He said that was subjection. He's guessing, but all the hotel rooms are all sold out in Mesquite. And then there's some other substantiated things he added in there. Here's a Ammon E. Bundy. Ammon left Twitter, but I think I know who this is that took it up for him. And I've known her since 2014, and we've had quite a bit of interaction since. Just her style. I'm going to have to ask her, but I'm sure she didn't want me to blab it out. Here's a big, long list of crappy lies here from, this is just from, the public broadcasting. Where is it at? Where's my link? Yeah, there it is. PBS.org. Frontline. You know, Frontline quoted me, too. So, it was the largest armed uprising against the federal government in a generation. And thanks, Hans. We had some discussion in the chat, and I put this bit of information together. I thought that really came together well nice. The battle of Bunker Hill was fought on June 17th of 1775 during the Siege of Boston. However, it was fought on Breed's Hill. Now, the Battle of Bunkerville was a protest in the spring of 2014 during the Department of Interior's raid on the Bundy Ranch. Now, it actually took place in the Toco Wash for the most part, but hey, it's a legend and lies that live on, right? Legend and lies. I'm coming to it. Where is my turtles? I'm scrolling. I'm going to catch the turtles. They're quicker than you think. Here it is. Maybe I just highlight it. And I also have included with this Ammon Bundy and Brian Hyde together. And they're going to have this fixed here, the Joe Carey show. And let's see, a Liberty effect with Ammon Bundy. So the tortoise, the desert tortoise, in relation to cattle grazing, and this comes from, I believe it was 1980, Vernon Bostick. And it is the historical evidence, and that would include 300 years of tortoise and cattle cohabitation, the early history. It comes from the journals, Arizona Education, and I'm going to open it up. It's more than I'm going to read, but I want y'all to be able to see this, and then I'm going to cover it more and talk more about the tortoise, because it's such a big fat lie. You know that there's less tortoises where the cattle are moved out. 40 years science at the Nevada test site, no cattle. Almost no tortoise left there. What happened? How come it didn't open? Must not have it. All right. Well, it happened indeed. Let's try this. Why? I might have to go capture it elsewhere. Which I will. Post right here. And then I'll bring it back. Let's see Jason and Pete again. All those folks down there are standing in the gap. You know, there was a lot of scared folks that day. And sensibility saved. Saved from a very bad situation happening. Well, let's see if we can get it this time. I don't know. Copy and carry. No, it's the link. Maybe it opened over here. Yeah, there it goes. It's a PDF. It did open. Back on Firefox. The desert tortoise in relation to cattle grazing. It is the historical evidence from Vernon Bostick. For you listening right now, journals.uair.arizona.edu. Some PHP rangelands article. Probably get you there. In here, it gives a lot of history of cattle on the land and overgrazing and where the Taylor Grazing Act came in 1934. And just some few short years before then, there was a period of time when it was a free-for-all. And that's why the Taylor Grazing Act came in. It gave peace. Wait a moment. I see you there. I have to catch up on links. I'm sorry. I just left you out there by yourself. Next week, we'll be on TeamView together. And I think then we could, we'll develop our relationship. Thanks, Ben. I really appreciate it. I love what you're doing. And we're going to see what kind of collaboration we can bring together. The tortoise and the hare huff and hide the truth. More like a shoot to kill and cover up. So anyways, during this time, there was drought, great drought, one of the biggest droughts that they'd seen. There was way more cattle on the land that it could carry. There's all the numbers in here, how much food feed is consumed and converted and laid back down on the ground and so forth. The number of tortoise per square acre, square mile, and other factors. So what we find out about the tortoise is he likes pooping. Yep. Sheep, goat, cow patty. Yep. They like it. So here that is, and
You can read it for yourself, and then I'm going to break it down more. It said, we're just getting our feet wet here this week. Man, I have put a lot of stuff together, and I have still, I've got way more left to do than what I've done, and it's taken me a lot to get to this point, which when I'm looking at it, it's like, wow, man, all that, and you ain't got much done, seems like. But this broadcast is in an Artunication, a used production that will proceed as it goes, and hopefully at the end, after I've got all this paint slung about, you'll be able to see the picture. The one that we're getting from the mainstream media, of course, is it's a bunch of cock and bull, and I'm going to demonstrate a lot of that. Let me just go popper. Oh, you can't see this, so I'll have to grab again and carry over to the Firefox. Let's see if I can open this. This is one that Circle helped me with, and she's being an inspiration for certain, an encouragement. And so she put this together, and then we put some stuff in. I left off doing more work there because I was doing all the graphic, whatever you call it. And then when I go copy and paste and bring it back over to do the blog, it would lose all of its stuff you did to it. Hey, what's the matter here? Let's see here. Copy and paste. It's going about blank. What did I do wrong? Oh, well, that's what. It's a Google Doc, so. Anyways, this is full of stuff. Some I pulled out and carried to other places. I'll go back and we'll run down through there. So in here, there's more to continue adding to the list. I'm going to lay out the timeline, which was supposed to be today. Lay out the timeline of the trial. And there was set to be three. They broke it into three tiers. And tier one went second, which was actually, I think, third or fourth. The government, the state, if they don't win the first time, no worries for them. They'll bring you back and charge you again. So here's setting the timeline at the courthouse, and here's some with John Lamb and me. There'll be some from David Fleeman, Kelly Stewart, Jamie, and Elaine. There'll be a lot of people here. You can't see it. I have some music interludes that I might need to throw up. So I guess it's not doing a lot of good to look here. Let me go out to another one that I might bring. Which one? Oh, yeah. Here's just so we can see it. Let me bring this, because this was what I was talking about. Corey, the Q. Let me bring that Firefox so we can put it in the picture. So that's taking more time to do that. It's no worries, because I have two rules. I think there are two. Is no worries. that covers it. Yeah. So now we'll be able to see this. And this wasn't the video I was listening to, because I listened to all of them. This is really good and great advice. Don't be a Facebook hero. Your mouth, you've heard that whatever you say can and will be used against you. Will is the key word. Let's see. Greg Burleson, 68 years, not for something he did, but for something he said that he would do, or some hypothetical future event. Drunk. They got him drunk. FBI come in there and set him up, take him down, set up for the takedown, the stalking horse. They got, deceiving and lying. So here you see this, and this is from Narcissist Training. And I'm not sure who, but I do have a guess. I'm going to guess who the actual author of this channel is, but I'll keep that to myself. It's somebody I do know, and those over there at the Foghorn, I'm sure they got it figured out. So a lot of information over there too to glean. And we're not enemies. We're all on the same time. It's the same side, I mean. We're running out of time though. Okay, there that is. And let me go back to Chrome and see where else. And all these tabs. So I went through there. And there is that right there just tells you how big a lie the whole thing that started this is. And this is still working, putting all these together. Put on back over here where you can't see. That leaves me about done. I'm going to do take this over here. This is another episode from Brian Hyde. I like listening to Brian. And Kate Daly, Ammon Bunny, they got a pretty good array of broadcasters. And then some people call to lean to the right, but there's the liberty, the ideal of libertarianism, if you want to put titles on. Okay, so we'll be open here. And again, Brian Hyde, thanks. I'm going to take a look over here because I did not go through everything that I had. So we'll do it anyways one day. Well, I do not like Firefox a lot. Anyways, there's the title in it. SoundCloud.com is still listed as the Joe Carey Show 2018-9-13. Loving Liberty with Brian Hyde. Let me drop over. This is the beginning set up here for where we'll bring the blog. You know what I do want to do? I do. Want to open another Real Liberty Media. I want to go where I left off in my previous broadcasting series, and this Bundyville, because where I hit that wall, I ended, because people are people, they're real, and they're not, Leah, I mean, I even see the video that you describe. What a distortion. And if you're gonna be, prejudiced, admit it. If you're in favor of someone or something, don't be afraid to admit it. Don't be ashamed. Stand up. Be proud. Here's our array over here at Real Liberty Media. Behind the wall, the Freaker's Ball, Grammy's rocket chair, the Dork Table in a perfect world, Grim Leftovers 20% off, the road less traveled on hiatus. Here I am, Pondergander, and you can see all posting the RLM news. Let's take a Pondergander and open up and take a look inside, shall we? So with my friend Flash, he and I have done a lot of radio for a few years. We've done a lot of radio together, different speaking styles. And I probably, since I take authorship on so many of these, put a disclaimer, if words offend you, stop right here. And so it's just some of the collaboration. It's good that we can talk. Some people don't know how to talk. Others endeavor to do so. So here we go. This was my preview that I'm putting stuff in and bringing it together. And eventually it'll all be in order, and then we can condense it in. This is some of the stuff I've done here. This is a video right here. The Battle for the American West. Wayne Hage, rancher, persecution and bureaucratic tyranny out west. This video was a recording of Wayne speaking. I feel it were Andrea Parker recorded it, and I asked her for permission to upload it, and she was gracious enough to allow that. So here's why I left off. In the Bundyville podcast review, the followers, and I tried to use words. I was called, thinking myself a word crafter or something. Yeah. So Bundyville, the followers, that's where I ended. And like I said, it stopped me at the inside, because I felt like, you know, can I respond in a couple of sentences and tell about a person and tell that life of who that person is? I'm going to endeavor to do so on some people and what they did and what they've been accused of by others is a big fat lie. Let me just go down to the bottom of this podcast series of the Bundyville review. This right here needs edit. In I don't know what happened to the text; it's gone, but I do have a copy of that. This is a Ponder Gander podcast blog from May the 18th of 2018. Cliven Bundy, American terrorist or patriot? Mike Stickler. Another one of those guys that is on that big list of the great and mighty. Thanks. He gave me his book. It is a good book. We review it here in the second hour. And like I said, I have some fixing to do. The fix is gone. Now, within I set this up knowing it was coming in to have to be talked about in the broadcast, the White Horse Prophecy, and I speak with Brand Thornton, who was very informative in telling us what that is and how it relates to the current situation. On past, there's always something out there to the first response to Leah and Ryan. And this is from June the 8th of this last year. Bundyville, the battle begins again. Again, I really love this one coming up here. I thought so clever. In the second part, she talks about the bomb and life out there in the desert, and basically calls Cliven a big fat liar. And then tries to humanize him, which she got a lot of crap from some fella, and it's in there in the blog of her initial attempt to present him as a loving old dawdling granddad. And I'm going to tell you, she didn't do that for fairness, which she claims to be unbiased. Nope. She's biased. Believe that. She only said that just as an attempt to, man. I call her out on a lot of stuff. So here we go. Hey. Uh-huh. Oh, well, I heard somebody back there, but I didn't know. Yeah, I heard. So you stay here with me. Stay here with me. No cussing. You can do it for me, please. Cool. Love you, sir. Thanks so much for your help. And she added a pretty cool little story. She's been a great inspiration. And if I was a little bit closer, I think she'd probably be a taskmaster. Master. Now, I was looking specifically. Y'all can see these as I'm scrolling. We'll be able to see them. So this is from the past cast. I was looking for that one. There's one on this one that is on BitChute. So don't forget to shout out to BitChute. So this is the Real Liberty Media's most watched over there, I think. It ain't no fun when the rabbit has a gun. And that is the end. So where is that? You remember when I was doing the one, it was Fear and Loathing Left Las Vegas? Flasher? You know Talking to a Movie No More? I'm going to scroll again. So, you know, mute me. I'm looking at some of our broadcasts here together. I was looking for one in particular. Did it not go here? You know what? I bet it's, it's in the subtitling. So which one did subtitle it in? I know. The Bomb. Yeah, The Bomb. I think this is it right here. What bus did I take? The short one you're talking about? Oh. The old gray dog, she ain't what she used to be. Thank you. This isn't a one, but this is worth reading. I'll start at the top. Bundyville, The Bomb. This is a review part two. Cussin' Mad from Long Reads. Paranoia is the punchline in the Bundy cult classic from Leah Satelli's second installment of Bundyville. Leah lays a brush broadly on the canvas with a panorama that leads the listener to a fixed perspective of the views on land use out west. Excuse me a second. Call it crazy, Cliven's resistance. Decades-long encroachment by federal bureaucracy pushing production off the land that would effectively manage him out of business. But Leah might just call that crazy talk or paranoia, she said. Crazy talk or paranoia. I say it's a shoot to kill and cover up. Rural ignorance is how the podcast would have you see a hell no attitude that led into the assault on that Bundy Ranch by rogue federal police agencies. Complete with a kill list, people like Dan Love and Stephen Myrie carried out a don't ask, don't tell. You, I'm not making that up. That's what their witness said. Their own witness said to tell it like it was again. Don't ask, don't tell. And then he got fired because he wouldn't play along with these illegalities. Brady and Giglio violation. We ended up with is Cliven not guilty. And it was the don't ask, don't tell, win at all costs, hard roundup operation that ended with the dismissal with prejudice in court. January the 10th, and I wrote that it was January the 8th that happened, so I see that I wrote that wrong. And I have some other corrections to make from some time. So Bundy Ranch under fire. It ain't over. That was January 10th that happened. That was in front of the Sheriff's Department. And like Gillespie, that other coward chief over there, he ain't going to do nothing that's right. Media moguls on the move. Now, I've highlighted some stuff, and it'll all be inside the podcast. It hasn't changed at all. The attack continues. So we find apple pie propaganda. It's the 1948 Smith-Mundt Act. It had prohibited the federal government from domestically disseminating any government-produced programming intended for a foreign audience. That all changed when the ban was lifted in July of 2013. Hey, just in time for the Bundy saga. Yeah, they come along FBI undercover as a film crew. Yeah. Hey, tell me what you'd like to do. Here, have some more whiskey. But yeah, sure. No, you're fine. No. Yeah, everybody will love you, I'm sure. Greg, I need to let you out. Where's that other one? There it is. Yep. Let me come back to this list. I leave off. Schaefer Cox. Bruce Doucette. Now, he's out of category here, but separate, but still the same.
Todd Engel, Jerry DeLemus, Greg Burleson. That's the small start of the list of political prisoners. Do you hear me? Leah. Hello. So, paranoia flanks today's broadcast. Cousin Mad, Ponder Gander on Real Liberty Media Radio, RLM Radio, the Bundy Ranch in Oregon standoff, Bundyville, the Bomb Podcast, and Dirty Harry is hashtags. Leah is a lying mouthpiece for the tyrant she works for. I wonder why she didn't play any clips from the dash cams when police are screaming, "Get the F down, you stupid MF-er!" Or, "Shoot now, ask questions later." Paranoid? Or is someone really out to get them? That's what they said in court. "Oh, you're paranoid. You're on fishing expedition." That's what the prosecution told Ryan Bundy. You know what Ryan said? Finally. I mean, you can't hide it. They hid it for oh so long. But it just got so much. They just couldn't keep it covered up. It's like them cows that they killed and covered up. Can't hide the stink. Oregon Public Broadcasting, you are worthless excuse for news. You are not the watchdog of the people. You are the lapdog of the government. Thank you, Kelly Stewart. Absolutely. And my apologies to you and again to Josh Martinez for being so, not obvious, I guess. Big mistake. Yes, it was the hoof and mouth, the boot heel expedition and the poop wars. Let me come along and I really want to get another one. Which one was it in? Hey, you know what? I bet it maybe was in the first one. I should have looked at all this stuff but so it had my notes ready. But I have too much to even get to here. This is the first one. I remember now. In series, this is a first response to the Bundyville podcast. Come on, open for me. Where am I trying to play? Oh, trying to play. Well, let me do it different. I'm going to have to stop that. Yeah, I might be even hearing that. I don't hear it. I'll have to check that, Grimmer. See if it does play through. This is it. This is the one. Now, you've seen maybe the movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Come on, open. Are you going to open for me? The movie with who played? Johnny Depp. The psychedelic road trip. It is it. Perfect. So, this is Long Reads Review Part 1. And by the way, Long Reads has a lot of great authors and writers and publications, a wide variety of stuff that is very interesting and good information and fun publication. So it falls to me to correct them because they're in the top 10 of podcasts in America, such notable people as other mainstream paid propagandists. That's right. So here we go, the opening. Well, the Bundyville trailer opens in, well, the wide open West. Leah Sottile paints her portrait of the Bundys as them that would like to be seen as cowboys. That's what she said. Oh, they're not real cowboys, are they? They just work cattle and grow hay and farm and this and that. But they're not. Who is a real cowboy? Was it them contract cowboys that come out there that, on the hard roundup? Is that them, Leah? So them, she says she calls them that would be seen as cowboys and that gathered a posse of people calling themselves patriots. Okay, don't say you're not writing biased and have opinion. But don't think that you're
fair and unbiased. You're painting a picture. You're preparing the audience for this tall tale that it is that you tell. Leah further declares that there were no cowboys, only gunslingers. And furthermore, that power and privilege bred a belief that led them to see themselves in their own hero story. Yes, that is in response to you, Long Reads, Oregon Public Broadcasting, Leah Satilli and Ryan J. Haas. Y'all have not answered me, but I do see in some comments a couple of times that I do know that you have, but you'd never admit it. That's another one of those media rules. Mm-mm, don't admit it. Don't talk. Mm-mm. Don't ever admit it. Leah, you lied. Again, thank you, Kelly Stewart. She did lie. Bundyville is a slur piece painting a false picture from a perverted agenda. Yep. We're going to crack that right open on like the egg on the face for Curon Suckling. This Curon Suckling pig man. Yes, we did a little dance, he and I, in the federal courthouse. I'll come to that too. Show some video. Tom made a video and put more stuff. Great job. And then they busted his account. YouTube did. You know, all those fake claims. So, yeah, it is a perverted agenda. Satilli suggests Bundy's following might resemble a cult. Ultimately, her reporting never really supports that characterization. Satilli opens with aggressive hints of a gotta-hear-both-sides approach to Bundy. But, and here's what I was talking about. Excuse me, that guy was saying. But she decisively concludes that Bundy's key claims are mistaken. And see more there. Oh, that was from the podcast that explains Trump's America from Ryan J. Haas. And this from theringer.com. On down in here, you can see when you're seeing as, later down the stream. Here is what did Cliven actually mean when he said, tear down those places? Because that's something that, oops, stop. That's something that she was making other wild lies and accusations in her podcast. And there's full of, it's full of it, I'm telling you. We're going to point them out in specific as they go along. The big old compilation. There we are. So now this is again true, as I had taken off for some time. But a Ponder Gander with Vincent Easley airs live every Friday at noon Central. Grimner has 1 p.m. Eastern. But noon Central is not only a time and place, but it is that location. That is right here, right now. Central noon. And Hal Anthony's noon on Sundays on the left coast. So I did, how many, what, six of them, right, or five, I think it was, response. And then the next one in line was some stuff going on at Marino back in the 70s, some bombings, and the Sagebrush Rebellion, and really trying to paint it out that look at these guys, they're not like us, they're outdated, they need to go the way of the dinosaur, and that is really, let's just think about, look back in, I don't know how old you are, but 54, so even just back to the 70s, and that's when that wave right there, that assault. See, there's multiple wars. You know, the war on poverty, the war on drugs, the war on terrorism. You know how well all that works, right? let me have this water. And I'm gonna mute up, take a big drink of water. Be right back. Ah, thank you. A little better. Horse, of course. And glasses back on. So next week I'll have this set where my tabs, I'm not having to go fishing. I won't have to act like Ryan Bundy on a fishing expedition inside a federal courthouse. What an idiot. Stephen Meyer, he said that, yeah. And you know what? You know what Ryan told him? He says, I don't have time or the ability to keep up with this back and forth. I expect my emotions to be taken serious. What Myrie said, oh, no, no, there's no slappers, no, no snipers, no video, no, no, no kill list, no. That's a short list. Boy. Oh, Dirty Dan Love, you know, he was a special agent in charge out there on this rogue cattle gathering. Pirates. Pirates, I tell you, they are. Wicked man. He got fired, ain't he? All these improprieties and abuse of power. And, yeah, the list goes long. And, you know, he's not the ex. You think, oh, that, yeah, just, you got bad apples, you know? It's kind of the rule. Kind of the rule. And it looked to me like cover up. Cover up. Shoot to kill and cover up. I will go, where was that other one? Back over here in Chrome. One more. What was it? I did not run through. La. Here. I don't think I did. No, maybe, but I'm going to do it anyways. Gonna scroll through a little bit and then open up the preview page. I don't think I ran. I did not. I know I didn't. I remember. This is, will be continued to be added to room fine. We'll close this, make room. Y'all can't see what I'm doing, but maybe you can. Just not now. All right, paste and go. Well, we're coming up with, coming up with not exactly to the link. I don't understand why that would be. Query, da-da-da-da. Why you do this to me? It's very simple. It's the link. Why didn't it go straight there? Maybe it's to the last and get to this one. Firefox. I don't hardly use it, but there is certain tools and applications that I need Firefox for. Yes, I got a Windows 10 and all that. I just and Chrome and Google. Just want to be sure that I want to help. I want to help these people in government. I want to work them too hard. Get easy. Let me remind you, guard your words. What you say can and will be used against you. And I just don't understand some of these people and what they say. They're like dawdling coddles, right, Flash? That was, sorry. You and I and the Moose Girl came along. She's so gullible. Now I'm just going to scroll through until I get to it. Grim Leftovers, Behind the Shed. I asked you with a hatchet. Freakus Ball, y'all. That was the New Year's Eve prediction show. And tonight, I will like you. I like you too much already. Now shut your mouth. yes, tonight. Tonight at 6 Central. Grammy's not going to be on tonight because she's still not feeling well. Sick. Not at 6. Sick. No show. And no blast off tonight in the rocket chair. But we will be having Freakers Ball, y'all. And that comes along at 10 o'clock my time in the Central. 9 o'clock where the Great Grimner's at. And an undisclosed location in the deserts of New Mexico. Originating broadcast along with Mighty Moose Girl. That will be tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern. Come on along. And last week we made predictions of what's going to happen this next year. And sadly, I made a grim prediction, not a grim prediction, but grim indeed that we're going to have to see where this plays out. And I've come home and decided to sit in my roost for a little while and do these works that I need to do and some other tasks. And but I'm subject napped to hop a dog and ride back out yonder. Because my prediction is the government's going to come back for them, and I don't know what's going to happen. And like all movements, that this one is effectively being battled, infiltrated, and bad choices and bad words have caused this great division. There's indeed the poot wars rage on. I could have been. Dadgummit. See, I got to undo these control buttons. Sometimes it just jumps. It's like, what happened? I didn't do that. So I jumped to the page because I happen to be over it with my cursor. It makes me want to curse. For sure. I'm going to go end. Maybe I get there. Oh, now I can go up. Negative. This is... You know what I better do? I'll go... Write it in Real Liberty Media /AUTHOR/ Vine or Vinny or V and E Firefox. And then they have a hard time working with Chrome and you know, download stuff there. So competing. All in person, on purpose. So here I'll start and I'll scroll here. This is some of the work that Flash and I have splashed together. And the three-step plan to unfunk the world. The Dork Table podcast is the adult edition, armed and dangerous versus stoned and lazy. Well, the next time the man comes around, what's the chance that it'll be me or you in the squad car? And the road goes on forever in a perfect world. And you know what? I titled that in subconsciously Hal's that broadcast previous to that was talking about the road. So here it is, and this is where I'm going to stop and open it up. It is the Radio Writing Series preview. And I got a little more clever with the capitalization and pronunciation or how I wrote it. So, Standing Matters, the Bundy Ranch Standoff, and Trial Report by Vincent Easley II. And again, that's me. And so we're going to click continue reading. And right after that, or before that, was stop, or my mom will shoot with Flash and Vinny. So we get a cut up and listen. He and I doing radio. Now, I'm no angel, don't get me wrong, but I've for some time decided to guard my words. And so. Flash has plenty of F's in to give for free. And we was out, but we did get a backload. So if you're the type of person that's not bothered by expletives, definitely come on and listen. And I hijack Flash pretty often. I'll abandon him, and then I'll come back and steal his shit. So we've talked through the first part here. And this today was... the trial, which is going to need a lot more. And so 13 and a half will be the final count. But how many times does it take? It's like the Tootsie Pop. We'll see how many broadcasts it takes to get to the center and work our way back out. But this especially great acclamation to Shirley Volley. Terry Nuniker, too, from the Roseburg Beacon. Up in Oregon, another great writer. Got another long list. And I got a big stack of cards in the mainstream, and that's all to be included. So, a great day in America. This is from January 8th. Remember, I told you I wrote 10th earlier, and I knew it was wrong. I'm going to give you the first paragraph, and then I will invite you to read out your news and read the rest at Read Out News. January 8th of 2018 marked the day when Elvis Presley would have been, 93 years old. And to trump that great event, capitalized, no pun intended. Good job. We had a landmark decision come down from the Nevada, down from Nevada, that made our country a greater, am I going to read this right, and return some of the liberty that had been stolen from us over the past 12 years. There's referring to the Obama era. We have been shown that no matter how corrupt our bureaucrats act or how tyrannical the judges and prosecutors are, we are still America under God and can win at all odds. This is a fluke that this happened. 98% conviction rate about, or 95. Yeah, this was a fluke. They got lazy. They got careless. They're so used to getting away with their crimes and evils that, prosecution dropped the ball. And they are trying to bring charges again against double jeopardy over the dismissal with prejudice, meaning it cannot be tried again. What about the guys that were convicted before? Same evidence, same Brady violations, same lies, yet they're in jail, they're in prison. What about the guys that took a plea deal? What about Jerry DeLimas, who took the 6 years in Gloria Navarro, didn't think that was quite good enough, and added a couple more for him, and he wasn't at what they called the standoff. Todd Engel, he stopped by for 45 minutes. Yeah, he's looking at another, I think, 6 or 8 years. These are political prisoners because they go against what it is, these pirates. You're boiling. Hey, you know what? I've run through 2 hours, and I still have my voice, and I started without it even. So I've got what I left. I really should stop. Somehow I feel like it's so important. But I think I will. And in here, where I end at the end as my beginning, and we'll come back and pick it up again. And thank you, Sherry Duvalli. And there's my first and only ever published photograph. Clive and Bundy is a bet right there on his lapel that says not guilty. And that is dismissed with prejudice after 700 days. Is a guest of the state. Gloria Navarro, ma'am, you are a criminal too. Don't act like you was doing something like lawful. Dan Hill, you know better than that. Are you really, Dan Hill, he's a bar attorney. She only did it because it was too obvious and she couldn't cover it up. She was complicit in the others, in the other cases. What about Wayne Hage? Remember we was talking about him? When one court failed to convict, they go shopping, venue shopping, I think it's called, something like that. Take it to another court. Guess who they passed off O'Wayne's case to? That's right. Did you guess Gloria Navarro? Si, este es correcto. I would think, being the daughter of, Cubano immigrants, that, she would have some more of a heart, compassion, and understanding of people. Look here, hello, Hal. He replied, psychopaths in charge. Absolutely. Frontline, in a surprise ruling, Ammon Bunny released on house arrest. Uh-huh, whatever it takes. Quit. This is something else that I'm going to be wanting to do different and make these videos where they're small and pop up, but I hadn't been able to figure out how that was. So there's more of the information packed into here. I'm putting all my live videos together in a string, and then I want to compare them with the Review Journal, with the Oregonian. Drew. Hey, Drew. Oh! Ha! I can't stop. I would have been a liar. Just remember Flash me talking about being in that proper vibrational frequency. I'm going to stop here. Here, this right here, the Voice of Rebellion with myself as guest with Chris J. over at UCY. give the outline of the Vegas shooting, the 1 October event, and talk to about the lead up to Bundy Ranch. Here I am in the famous Forrest Gump moment on stage with Clive and Bundy and Sheriff Gillespie, who headed for the hills and let 200 federales do as they will. Thank you, Wiley Freeman. And there. Here's the Bundy Ranch 20-year BLM land battle, putting it all on the line. You got a great playlist over here at Real Liberty Media. Here's some Artunication amused for the paraphrase plagiarist and the Arlog preview. Why our heroes are different now? Perhaps to know that, we'll first need to know why our villains are different now. Is the truth written, painted like a picture hanging on the wall? A mirror, mirror, tell it all. Tell me now. Tell me how. Now found shattered, dying, the decayed line raging in the light. Torn, lovelorn, lost, ne'er to go gently the good night. I wrote that. I cobbled it together in part and plagiarism and paraphrasisms of the alter ego, the paraphrase plagiarist. Life imitates art, or art imitates life. Let's follow the tale of trials and troubles from our past and world today in the climatic history of villainry. So ponder, gander, the wisecrack edition. Look and listen. The good, the bad, and the smuggly is the villain's creed. It's really no creed at all. So wisecrack is breaking sense is the new normal in a postmodern world of today. The new normal, the postmodern. More to talk about. And here it is. I made a picture of it. And you can't see it listening right now. So you'll have to come and do it later. We get to the political prisoners. We've got Jerry DeLamas. What a great man. I have the last interview with him before he was arrested. Thankfully, my good friend, Jason Patrick, is free after a year or something that he did and still carries paper with him, taking rights like to bear arms. Great man. Love him. I called him George Clooney. Doty from UCY, she and I did an interview. It's funny. And then he used Clooney as code name up in Malheur. Another behind-the-scenes part of history. You know. So then we go beyond the Bundy Ranch. I went up to Salt Lake City with Jeanette Finnicum and Carol Bundy. Loving Liberty is sponsored at the up in Salt Lake City and Sandy in the auditorium up there. And here's plenty of lists to bring you back into Jeanette and Carol and their stand and where you can find them online. And that's the Bundy Blogspot and One Cowboy Stand for Jeanette Finnicum. The Voice Finnicum Stand for Freedom, One Cowboy Stand on Twitter. And that's One Cowboy Stand for Freedom.com. BundyRanch.blogspot.com. The Bundy Ranch at Bundy Ranch on Facebook, also on the Twitter. So now we have this guy. If you don't know who Brian Hyde is, check him out. I was talking about him a while ago. Who's next? Who'snext.org on Facebook, on the Twitter. Also Loving Liberty, LovingLiberty.net. It's on Facebook too. So now we get over. Here's Dwayne. And Hellboy, that's Marine. Love you, Sergeant Mo. We'll tell this story more when this is going to keep on scrolling. The political prisoners. A long train of abuse by Todd Engel. I've republished that to WordPress. It's really a scathing letter. The world we're in today. That they're confined in. If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. This is me, Vinny, RLM Radio, standing in the gap, connecting voices. I invite you to explore more and ponder gander. Join the journey and what matters worldwide. And the press is on. Yay, Brian Hyde, who's next? So, have some more. Chuck O'Shelley, great friend. I'm going to keep going, keep going. There's a list of broadcasts that's not complete that Chuck and I did together. I did on his show. And a shout out right here to the True Press and not the mainstream media. Floating about in a world of clap. This is your news. They try to sell you. They try to sell it to you as mainstream. It is anything but that. It is not media, as the word used in modern thought. It is propaganda. And here I intended to edit this part. I say pressed in print is truth, but I think I decided to pressed. I'll have to work on that edit. Pressed, print, pressed, or something like that. Yeah, the truth is print, pressed. Pressed out. Lies. But it's in black and white. It's got to be true. Or is it hard to know what history really is because of the paid propagandists? You think maybe they just want to be in control of the way the story ends? MSM. Prostitutes. The power, persuasion of public opinion. It's a persecution because they try and convict not only people, but contrary ideas to the status quo and establishment. Real Liberty Media, RLM, is a liberty-based alternative to the corporate lame-ass propaganda we affectionately refer to around these parts as bad clap. That's not the applause kind. And it's not what you need to see a doctor about because there is no cure. Not from those sources. Not from those sources out there. Most people refer to those sites and sources as mainstream media or news. Well, they're neither. Not at all. Come on along, Alain. There's a lot more here and more to come. And I think it may be the time to stop for the day. Now, I'm going to take a little break before I come back in. This is a brand new endeavor for me and how I'm doing this. So I have to go and cut all the edits. And I doubt I take all the endums out. Just so you know. They're verbal commas. Hello, Flash. Flash. Let's see. Look. Okay. So here I am back. I don't. I can go back. Hold on. I'm going to go back. And click some buttons. Does that sound like fun? I think that's gonna. I think my last words in life will be. I wonder what this button does. I click that button. I can see a Facebook and. I mean a YouTube. Now cover that one. WordPad. Hey, that's me. I've interviewed Channel 3. What happened to Antonio? Antonio Castellan was in Bunkerville and interviewed me there. And here in Vegas is a pasture by another Channel 3. Oh, tight, spanky. I'll work on it. It's probably going to be something like Captain Spanky or something like that. You be Spanky and I'll be the captain again. Today, I'm Capitani Vinny. Yes, sir, thank you. Have you found it for me? Okay, I'm pushing buttons at the moment. Thank you. Okay. And as part of this authentication, which didn't take as much place today, I have music, which will end up being cut out. Now, the first, I think, a minute and 20 seconds of this video that I'm going to go fetch up, you have to stop at that point, or you will be inferring that which it actually has no meaning. And I will let you listen to it. As I close out, I'm going to go over here to history and fetch it up. And this is for Kelly Stewart. There is an honesty and a purity about her. There's a little girl there that is misunderstood. I think I do get that girl. She looks that the world be right. And her tea parties, I imagine, as a little girl, the division of the cookies and the teas is right and proper, fair. She, like we titled our broadcast, the Tuesdays that I jump ship on, seeks that perfect world. It's going to be hard to find. So, this is Sweet Child of Mine. It's a bluegrass cover by Thunder and Rain. And I'll just go ahead and let it play on out, and I'll come around and say howdy over, mute myself, come back over to the chat. And remember, this isn't a love song about being in love with Kelly Stewart. This is an admiration of the person she is, and that quality that I think we all would be much more enriched if we had it ourselves, and that inner child, that an innocence. People would have some say, oh, she's naughty. And I got to know her well enough. I understand Kelly, and I do have great admiration, respect, and yes, that love that I talked about in the beginning. You know what? I don't think I read that part. I want to grab that. I'm going to make sure that this gets in here. Back to my favorite here. And I'll have to find it. I left a lot of stuff out. So that's that. And wait for me. Okay, here it is. So you're gonna hear me say a lot of times, I really like this person or another, and even use the word love. I really love some of these people, and I do. And I'm in great respect and admiration, the Bundys. Go ahead. Call me, what did you call me? Oh, yeah, lots of good names. Anyways, try better. So, for those of you that understand what I mean and what I said there, there's really no more need for any further explanation. And for those of you that don't get it, there are no words for you to help. I'm going to turn off my mic, and I'm going to let you listen to this. Remember, the first, I think it's a minute and 20 seconds, and then the part that goes, sweet child of mine, love, all that stuff. No. Think of the innocence and the rightness and the purity and the desire for a perfect world. That's what we all want. So I'm going to be back next Friday at noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Grammy's taking the night off, and get well. And I think I need some lemon tea for my voice. So Grimner and Moose Girl tonight on the Freakers Ball, y'all. And we're going to have some results. Now there, come tune in. That is at 9 Mountain Time tomorrow. We're going to find a name for the dork table with Flasheroonie, and no doubt I won't be able to resist coming in to torment him or hijacking him. if you have desire for communication with Hal Anthony, you can get him at Mark on the Beast at protonmail.com. Also, I think he still keeps his Yahoo email at the same address, markonthebeast@yahoo.com, also at proton.com. He hangs out here late in the evenings of a Saturday night. Come on over and maybe give us a visit. If you ain't got no questions, then just tell us what you think. Now, Sunday, we play trivia here in the RLM chat room. Some real Alex Trebek wannabes, and we even got real Canadians, eh? So come on along, play some trivia. That kicks off anywhere, well, at noon, but sometimes we start a little bit early, and sometimes Grimner starts a little bit early, but at noon, my time, which is 11 Mountain, 10 Pacific, make it 1 o'clock on the East Coast. Grimner plays some blues and some other fine music, and it's very relaxing. And as long as you can just take a break from that chat, because we got fast fingers in here and smart people, smartest whips. Then we got at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, Hal Anthony comes along for the Lessons Behind the Woodshed. If you're an activist, if you oppose the corruption within this occupation upon us, you need to arm yourself. And if you have to go to the Second Amendment, then it's gone too far, and it is way, way too late. People that want civil war or want revolution, please go watch some old movies and get it romanticized in your war, or do some actual history and see how that turned out for the people. How many millions and millions and millions of people killed by the government? That's the biggest mass murders is government. Do it and like it or we kill you. Oh, goody. I did not forget. Almost did again, Drew. This is my friend Drew. We met in Vegas, and again, we got to meet up again in California in Lompoc. And I met Hal, Hellboy. This is kind of long, but I'm going to read it. So I better, and because I promised I did, I better take a drink of water. Hey, guess what time it is, Flash? Flash, flash, flash. Are you gonna give this report? It's due. It's coming up. 1 minute. Get to the microphone. Flash. Well, if you're not, I will. It'll be short and sweet. I expect them any moment now. But do you know that cannabis can? That's right. Not only does cannabis come in the forms of things that they call marijuana and the devil's lettuce, also known by many, many, many other names. And what use do we find in the hemp plant? What problems the world would be served so well had it not been for that dirty old rat, Asslinger. Ooh, bad man. But, yes, it's true. It is now 4:20 somewhere. And that, I say, salute. Wait a minute. Do you ever notice how a dog would turn around several times? I'm not talking about chasing her tail in circles, but turn around and around and around before they lay down. This is long. I said it's a minute and a half read. I don't know if I can do that fast or not. Well, to answer the question about the dog turning around and around us, because one good turn deserves another. Also of importance and note is two wrongs don't make a right, but three lefts do. Drew, I'm glad to know you. This is another guy that I say, hey, I love you, brother. If you're a people person and you like people and you know good people and bad people give you bad vibes, Drew is the one of the first order. What a guy. Glad I know you, Drew. And if you're not to be here live, I'm going to be giving you this link, and I'll save you a whole lot of time having to listen through, and you can skip right to the end. And I appreciate those that have endured the nearly two and a half hours. Gee. And I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll just do an hour. But it's all on the go. I think we'll have a little more time together. Ben and I, and that guy's amazing. So I just he wasn't in there on the team view, so He's just really kind and patient and then sit there and listen. So Drew says to please read the 28th Amendment. Did you realize there's so many? There's a lot. Like, what, in 2023, we'll have Amendment 568. Please read and afford. I'm not going to afford. I don't do that. And I usually don't read these chain things, but this is a friend, and he asked me to forward it to 20 people, so I think we'll get that many at least. Please read and forward. This will only take 1 minute. I think it's going to take me longer than a minute to read 28th Amendment, 35 states and counting. Said it again, it's going to take, I keep saying it's going to take me a minute. It's going to take a lot longer than that. Our present situation, children of Congress, children of Congress members do not have to pay back their college student loans. Staffers of college family members are also exempt from having to pay back student loans. Members of Congress can retire at full pay after only one term. Members of Congress have exempted themselves from many of the laws that they have passed under which ordinary citizens must live. For example, they are exempt from any fear of persecution for sexual harassment. And as the latest example, they have exempted themselves from health care reforms in all of its aspects. We must not tolerate an elite class of such people elected as public servants and then putting themselves above the law. I truly don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, independent, or whatever, the self-serving must stop. Governors of 35 states have filed suit against the federal government for imposing unlawful burdens upon their states. It only takes 38 of the 50 states to convene a constitutional convention. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, interject, very bad idea. That's a bad can of worms to open right there. You figure out another way of fixing what's wrong. But, yeah, you could have that as a little trick there, and pretty soon you're like, what happened? We don't have a constitution no more. Nah, we decided to go with something else. How'd you do that? You know, that little, convening of the constitutional convention. Better check on that. And perhaps maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, prove me wrong. Proposed 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution. Congress shall make no law that applies to the citizens of the United States that does not apply equally to the senators and or representatives, and Congress shall make no law that applies to the senators and or representatives that does not apply equally to the citizens of the United States. Again, just because you make a law and make everybody suffer under the same consequences doesn't mean it's necessarily right, does it? But them being exempted is obviously wrong. You know, go back to Brian Hyde. Again, I was listening to a second or third time that broadcast. About right and wrong. I better just pick this paper up right here and paraphrase him again. This ain't no fluffing cuff that arm thumb. Where'd you go? Oh, it's on this back page. Here it is. Let's say it again. And this is the unraveling of right and wrong, this postmodern world, this the new way of thinking. What do they call it? The postmodern world, yeah. Ideology that can be further explored at Wisecrack, You can find them on YouTube, Twitter, and our own account of wisecrack.com. Man, these guys are very talented, very understanding of the way that the entertainment industry expresses their expression that seeps into it to us, unbeknownst or not. So, yes, this unraveling. And Brian reminds us to stay moored, remain anchored, and cherish this truth. Cherish the truth, even and especially when it is inconvenient. And I'm not going to drop the mic because it's attached to my headphones. But I'm going to mute it, and I am going to let y'all listen to the bluegrass cover from Thunder Rain, Sweet Child of Mine. You know, way, way better than the original. So we'll take it out. And I'll be back later, probably tomorrow, working through to bring all this edit. Here it comes. And you can even watch it. But no, you can't, because I'm going to cut it out. Ah, I think I can't hear it. Wait, it's muted. That's why you can't hear it either. There it is. And I'm mute. See you in chat. Yeah. Way lot better than whoever that was that originally did it. I bet some people say no, but I bet you'd be some that do agree. I'd like to thank you guys for coming along. Right here, RealLibertyMedia.com. You'll find some interesting conversation if you want to cover and talk about some freedom. And if you'd like to talk about it out loud and broadcast it, if you know me, get a hold of me. If you don't know me, get a hold of me and get to know me. And we got a place for you right here at RealLibertyMedia.com. And I would encourage those of other ideology, other ways of thinking, other beliefs and notions that know that your voice would not be censored neither. God, I hope we don't get no crazies over here. <That'd> be... just kidding. So thanks again, folks. And I'm going to come back probably here in tomorrow, too, a flash. And Tuesday. And then again, right here for the second edition, which will actually be more like the first edition. This one right here is like building the broadcast. And so from here in the actual end, it'll be chapter one. But it might take a little bit to get it all together. And if you want to wait to the end for the book, it might be a while. Anyways, thanks again. I appreciate you. And I'll kill this thing if I can figure out how. It's one of these buttons. I know it is. Not that one. This is all new. We put this all together. Grim did. I say we. He is a wonderful guy. Such great help. So it's all new, and we had to switch over. But here I am with the stop button. Let me tell you before I do that how we started. The song that we introed with, there's something going on. And then the outro, think about how that all ties together. Where do we go from here? What are we going to do? What are you going to do? You going to stand idly by? See, there's one that I left off of forgetting. It's at BitChute. It's called The Hangman. It's at What Matters Worldwide, my BitChute over there. And I put that up a year ago, last fall, for the Bundys, that the gallows is best served. I'm going to have to go read it, so can't do that. Got to read it to close. As I intended partly to open. Like I said, hey, we shut this down. It's doing all kinds of stuff. But there is no worries because I don't care. Don't matter if I make a mistake, stutter, that sort of thing, because we'll just uncobble them words at one point in time. So here's, this is my Oh, you can't see it because I'm not on Firefox. Here's the Hangman. I'm going to go get it. And so I can read it. Hey, if you guys aren't on BitChute, tell YouTube to get Bit and come on over to BitChute. And you can also find them on Twitter, Facebook. But it's a great way to put your content out, your videos, and not, well, some people might call you names or something because maybe if you're different, but you can not be censored for whatever reason. This is an old video, and I give in Creative Commons, I made it, which means that I downloaded it and copied it from somebody else and took words from the context, not out of context, and wrote this. Who is he for whom you raised the gallows tree? And since you can probably hear that, I'll stop it. Who is he for whom you raised the gallows tree? He who serves me best, said he. That is a hangman. This guy, he's in the video. He starts it out, and the last guy in it who asked that question, who is he for whom you raised the gallows tree? He who serves me best, said he. The motto in the courthouse is a question from Virgil, a quotation from Virgil. It translates to, as having been warned, learn justice. By remaining silent, he who can and ought to forbid something. Let me try it again. By remaining silent, he who can and ought to forbid something commands it. You're just as guilty for doing nothing. Hey, there is a H. Goitis, and it comes from the law of war and peace. And under section 107, la-di-da, 1976, we're going to call that the year of the tortoise. That's when they started the Endangered Species Act. I'm not saying things don't need protection. Don't get me wrong. But lies to get policy changed and to take people's lives, livelihood? No, sir. No. And I'm going to, by the time I'm done, I'm going to present without any doubt the Bundys are justified. Oh, so there's the court orders that said, get your cows out of town by sundown, partner. Well, which we saw with Wayne Hage. Hey, he beat them in court until finally got another judge says, yeah, no moo in 92 and cattle free in 93. Sure, sucking pig. And on it goes. So what are you going to do? Nothing? Do something. We're fighting for the First Amendment, at least, certainly, there in Bunkerville at the trial, and with those that have and do continue to stand in the gap, not only for the Bundys, not only for the Hammonds. You know how big that list of people is? Oh, look it up. It's well documented. I'll be bringing more stuff about it. That's for certain. This is also for the censored voices of social media. Sherry Duhalde, just one of that huge list. The activist post, March Against Monsanto too, 15-something thousand pages removed from Facebook. How many are back? Twitter, they followed the same suit. Do you want media? What is media? I have this. It's very nice. You put it some bread. Oh, yeah, extra mustard is better. For certain, media or press. We got a great press. Put the grapes in there and squeeze it down and all them good juices come up out of there. fresh. If you don't want any vinegar. Boy, there's a lot more story to that. The stink, the personal odor of one in particular. And one of these top media, national, top, way up there. Famous. And the others I met, we're going to talk more about the mainstream media. What a bunch of dirty prostitutes they are. Perfect to be in Vegas, prostitution. And then, persecution as well. Came up with the state. But there are those exemptions. And I'm also going to talk about them. About the particulars. And the Review Journal, I guess it's maybe standard operating procedure that the paper would do that, and if it wasn't, then it should be, but filing to have a bunch of this stuff that had been sealed open, because that's what the whole Bundy trial was, is sealed hearings and banned public and the jury out. You can't hear that, even to the point where you cannot object out loud. They have to call for a sidebar because don't want the jurors to hear any objection to the prosecution. I mean, the persecution, being more apt. If you don't think the Bundy situation matters to you, then you don't understand. If you love the wildlife and the wilds and the hiking or hunting and fishing, if you're an animal rights activist, an environmentalist, let's really seek out the truth. Are these policies, in fact, benefiting us and the wildlife? So poor management is evident yearly for the fires that burn, just rage out of control. And I saw M&E Bundy, and that's why I think I know who it is, that's taking up their post. Good job. And reminding me also for this message to you is log it, graze it, or watch it burn. Well, if you burn them out, that's a technique. What the old villain, I wish we'd go back and get that picture here. The old villain portrayed of old days. Oh, I'm in the wrong one. Hold on. I want that theater. For sure. The bad world we live in, and it's all trickery. We need to figure it out and quit worrying about whose party is better, because it's Tweedledee and Tweedledum. And here the guy is. Here he is. Yes. I made that into a picture by changing fonts and all that stuff and adding that little picture. And so this is what I made. This is our tunication hour log. I'm going to get it and just bring it over to chat here in a minute when I actually do in the broadcast. There's a lot to say. And I as I got closer and closer and having more and more yet to do, I said, this is a lot to do. It might take me, mites are a little bitty and live on chicken nuts. I've always heard it. Here it is, about the leaders and why our heroes are different. And a special gratitude to Wisecrack for their inspirational muse. I call it a muse, and our tunication. About life imitating art, or the other way around. Well, I'm done, folks. I don't think you're supposed to actually use that word. It's overused or something. But anyway, shut up. That's the record. That's not the broadcast. I need to put them side by side. Here you are. There it is. It says on air, and it says stop broadcast. Bye-bye. See y'all.